Hello everyone and welcome to Cooking with Positivity. I am your host, Zaikia McCoy, and here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on positivity leading to success, whether that be in your business, in your love life, or in your everyday decision making. I'm going to go ahead and kick us off with our positivity poem for the month. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge is the connection between you and me. It's time to learn our past so we can know where we're going in our future. Gain the knowledge of intimacy. Gain the knowledge of history. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is key. We'll be right back. Be sure to join us right here on Cooking with Positivity for our Monday in You episode. Kick off your week with positive vibes, positive energy, positive words, and positive news. Words of the week, and affirm who you are right here on Cooking with Positivity. So be sure to hit us up Monday for our Monday in You episodes. In this world, we are faced with so many injustices. Our rights are being taken away left and right. So, I want you to use your voice positively. If you see something, say something. If you know something is wrong, say something. If you see someone being mistreated for the color of their skin, for the neighborhood that they live in, just for being human, say something. Because we know all lives matter. But in this fight to survive, Black lives matter. Do you enjoy reading? Are you into social discussions and famous topics of the week? Do you love to support women and salute them in their everyday endeavors? Well, make sure you come kick it with us on Tuesday just for a little bit. In our Talk About It Tuesday episode, where we discuss topics of the week, salute women doing amazing things, and talk about the books that we are reading or have read. Remember, Tuesday, right here, Cooking with Positivity. Come talk with us. VIP promotions are right here at Cooking with Positivity. We provide you with not only promotion on every episode of the month here on Cooking with Positivity, but a video to accompany your promotion to be shared on all social media platforms, as well as an interview and a product review. So, for just $100, you could become a VIP CWP member. Promote with us today.
Welcome back, guys. We are joined by our co-host and family member, Lisa Deshawn. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be back.
Good.
You know, it felt like a much needed hiatus.
Yes.
But we back now. Mm-hmm. And we switching it up a little bit. You know, a lot of people say we stick with the safe topics. So I decided to, you know, go a little deeper with our topic of the week. This week, our topic is, do you think child support is necessary?
Okay.
Now, there is a poll on our Cook on Positivity Listeners and Guest Connection group for you to say yes or no. But we would like y'all to, you know, hit us up and elaborate on your answer. So, do you think child support is necessary?
I don't think I know that child support is necessary.
All right. Now you know you gotta break it down a little more. Look, tell us why.
The mother didn't, you know, create the babies by herself.
Right.
Just as well as the man did not create the baby by himself. Okay. It definitely takes two. And the child needs support from both parents. Okay. Just because, you know, things don't work out, you know, people get a divorce, or they have a baby and don't even make it to the step to where they get married. Of course, you know, we put the cart before the horse and we have the baby and don't get married, but never. The child still needs support from both parents. And a lot of times I see that, two different situations to where when the, you know, there's a separation, there's a breakup.
Right.
You know, in the union, a father just walks away from it all.
Right. I've seen that situation more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Walks away from it all, and it's not fair to the child.
Not at all.
You know, for the mother or the father to be absent, physically and financially. You know, the mother should not have to take care of the child financially on her own. Children are very expensive.
Oh, girl.
there's shelter. There's food and clothes. There's also, if the mother is going outside of the home and, you know, goes to work, there's also child care. How can a mother possibly do all these things on her own? Not saying that they cannot, because I know plenty of mothers that make it happen.
Right.
You know, but we as mothers, we also need that support from the father.
Right.
Okay. And then I see another situation to where, you know, there's a breakup. And the mother, she wants the child support, but she doesn't want the father to see the children.
Right.
That's dead wrong as well. You know, so both parties definitely need to come to a happy medium for the sake of the children.
Right.
You know, it's a must. It's a must. And even when the father does not have all his stuff together, you know, and he is still willing to be and wants to be in the children's lives, I see women that are angry.
Bitter.
And yes. and they, you know, they don't allow the father to spend time with the children, you know. And, you know, I hear some fathers say, it's so difficult and I don't want to be bothered and, you know, she's this and she's that and she's the other. And so I'd just rather just, you know, be absent. That's not fair to the children.
Nope, not at all.
So there has to be, you know, a happy medium for the sake of the children. You know, the daddy may want to come and say, you know, want to come get the kids, and he doesn't have, you know, the finances to financially support the child, but he can come get the child and take him to the park. He can get him ice cream cone. He can, you know, get him some lunch. I mean, it's so essential for the child to have both parents in their lives.
Right.
This thing is very, very necessary. Very necessary.
As a person who is in, you know, this situation currently, it is very, very nerve-wracking when the other parent or the absentee parent, non-custodial parent, whatever you want to call it, is being difficult or bitter or angry or vengeful or spiteful.
Right.
And like everything in life, there are pros and cons. Right? Now, do I think child support is necessarily necessary? Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
Because I have two kids that I'm over here raising by myself because I'm a single woman. And their father is the non-custodial parent. He's not in the household.
Right.
So when it comes to school needs, homework, all of the above, I am the one who is here. I am the one who make those decisions. And now a lot of women, like you said, use child support and don't allow the men to see their children.
Right.
Now, I've seen this play out a few different ways. Right? From personal experience and from, you know, I have a lot of friends who are in the same situation. Like, I have a lot of, you know, male friends who are on the other side of this thing. Right. And I'm really hoping that they, you know, leave their input on the topic for this week. Because a lot of the times they feel attacked. They're like, oh, you put me through the court system, this, that, and the third. Now, let me tell you something. When I first found out I was pregnant, I made a conscientious decision that I wouldn't put my kid's father on child support. Because I didn't want us to be caught up in the system. I was like, we both grown.
Right.
We both know our child has needs.
Exactly.
We both can sit down and come up with an agreement to where you are still taking care of your child, even though we're not together.
Right.
You are still providing for your child in some kind of way. Now, fast forward, me and this man have two kids together. And like you said, kids are expensive. And they don't get cheaper the older they get. That is a myth. I don't know who started it, but it's a myth.
Who said that?
Somebody said as kids get older, you know, they get cheaper because they get old enough to understand the amount of a dollar and they owned it up to be responsible, you know, for themselves.
What? I wonder where I said that.
I forgot where I read it. Well, I forgot where I read it.
The kids get older, and they go through, you know, they're going through, you know, school and things like that. You know, they may want to be involved in activities in school, such as cheerleading, football, gymnastics, volleyball.
All of the above.
you know, hey, listen, that stuff costs. You
it gotta get definitely their instruments, does.
You got to get their uniforms. As they grow, they eat more.
Oh, girl.
clothes are more, you know, their clothes are more expensive than they were when they were toddlers and things of that nature. So I don't know where they got that from.
Yeah, apparently it was a study. And I don't remember exactly where I read it, so I can't even give y'all, you know, the information to go search for it. But they said as kids get older, they begin to understand the value of a dollar.
And they unless you teach them.
Yeah, that point right there.
What does that have to do with the their expenses being paid for? Like I said, when they get older, they want to get off into all kinds of things. Come on. Really?
I'm like I said, when we first started out navigating co-parenting, because we weren't together. When I got pregnant with my oldest, we were navigating co-parenting as we wanted it to be, as we imagined it to be. Because at the end of the day, neither one of us had children. Neither one of us actually, you know, went through it. We just knew we wanted it to be better than our parents. We didn't want to be messy. We wanted to keep it, you know, copacetic. We both grown, we both laid down, we both had this baby. We both know this baby needs things as this baby grows. That was the understanding when I got pregnant. Now, fast forward, and real life sets in. Things change. Now, we were together when I had my youngest. We're in a relationship, and we're doing everything, you know, that we can to make sure our kids are taken care of. And we're still under the same roof. We're still in the same household. So, I know what you're bringing in. I know what you're not bringing in, and vice versa. So, it's easier to navigate and understand. Like, okay, here you go. Here's $50. You know, go get the baby some Pampers or something, whatever. You know, it was easier for us to do that when we're under the same roof. Now, I understand, like, you have expenses, like, you have to live in the world. But your kids have to be in this same world, and they didn't ask to be here. And so you as a parent, I can say I sacrifice at least 99% of my life, my living, my lifestyle for my kids. Mm-hmm. It has been, I want to say, at least 7 months since I've brought myself something for me.
Right.
When I say something for me, I'm talking about underwear, a bra,
mm-hmm.
you know, a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or something for myself. Mm-hmm. Because I get a case of the mommy guilt.
Right.
Even though they get stuff often. Even though their wardrobe is updated often. I still feel guilty. If I go buy me a dress or something, I gotta get the kids something.
Right.
The kids need, you know, back to school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as a single parent, all of those decisions fall on my shoulders.
Right.
All of that falls on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the home, so you're not thinking about what your kids need. You're thinking about, oh, this coming out of my check, and I don't know what she's doing with it.
Right. I've heard that before, too.
Yes, and that makes it bad for mothers like me. Or fathers like me.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. I just want to hear some feedback from a father.
Right.
As far as, how do you feel about another adult, which is a judge, to tell you to take care of your child?
Right.
My thing is this. Nobody should have to tell you that. You already know.
Right.
That you're supposed to provide for your child. So how do you feel about another adult telling you to take care of your child?
Exactly.
How do you feel?
And that was my thinking, my mindset. Like I said, when I first became pregnant, we sat down. We talked about how we would co-parent moving forward. Right. How would we navigate this thing we call parenthood.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we were both under the mindset, we don't want the government, we don't want the state, we don't want anybody in our business, because they weren't there when we were making our baby.
Exactly.
So why should they have to be there when we are raising our baby?
And why would you force a woman's hand, a mother's hand, to do so, to go through all of that?
And that was my whole thing, right? Because I didn't do it out of spite.
What?
I didn't do it out of revenge. I didn't do it out of bitterness.
Right. So women's hands are forced because they need the financial help to raise the child.
And at the time, like I said, I have two of them. It's not just one. It's two.
Right.
And we had been in our apartment for, I want to say, 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asking, begging, pleading, writing it out, asking for that communication. Come sit down with me and let's talk this out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out how we can navigate this, because we are in a different space now. Mm-hmm. We're no longer in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to figure out how you're going to contribute to your kids' support. Mm-hmm. Because you're not in the home.
Right.
And now this would be a different conversation if we were still living together. Mm-hmm. Or if he even lived in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not. And he is not.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, okay, I'll write out a co-parent agreement. At the time my kids were in school, my oldest didn't get transportation. I have to walk her back and forth. Now, if anybody knows my health issues, they know now I couldn't do that, even if you paid me. I wouldn't be able to get her back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I would need, you know, somebody to come and walk her for me, which, if they're not related to me, they're going to be wanting to get paid for that.
Uh-huh.
Or I would need to get, you know, transportation to and fro.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because I can't do that walk anymore. Because of my health, I can't do it. But she still needs to get back and forth to school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I said, you know, it's not fair that if you're in the area, you don't even come and offer, you know, to take her to the school or go pick her up from school. Knowing, like, you have the ability. Like, you're walking past the school. You're walking next to the school. You know, you're in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I put that in the agreement. You know, when you're in the area, every couple of days out the week, you come pick her up from school or help me, you know, take her to school. I didn't see nothing wrong with that, because if I can do it every day, you could do it when you're in the area.
Yeah. If his work hours permit him to, absolutely. Why not?
And then there was soccer practice. My youngest.
Right.
She wanted to do soccer. She signed up for soccer. And what have you. And so I go, okay, that's another expense.
Mm-hmm.
Because their school is in walking distance, but not walking distance from me.
Mm-hmm.
The school is about, at the time, the school is about 11 blocks, 11 to 13 blocks
mm-hmm.
from where I live. Now, normally, that would be, again, walking distance for most people. But because of my health issues, I need transportation. And this is right before Uber, Lyft. This is still taxi season type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the school does not provide, you know, transportation for, you know, after school programs. Because
mm-hmm.
if she could have got on the bus, that would have been no problem. But because, again, I need transportation, and you have transportation, I figured, why not help with that area too? I'm not asking you to take her every practice, but every other week, we get Valerie off. You're off on Wednesday. She has practice on Wednesdays. Come take her to practice on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
you know, these are logical things that I'm thinking in my mind. I'm like, okay, this shouldn't be an issue because it's ways for you to spend time with your child and help contribute to the support of your child. So why did that backfire on me? Still to this day, I will never understand. And when we came to a dollar amount, I didn't ask for anything crazy. In fact, a lot of my male friends who are on the other side of this thing told me I didn't ask for enough. I asked for $50 every time he get paid.
Girl, no, that ain't enough.
Yeah, okay. So,
okay. No, that ain't enough.
When we discuss this, right? Because I discussed this with my male friends because I'm always trying to, you know, gain perspective. I'm always trying to understand, you know, the other side. Right? Now, I don't feel like I ask for much. I just ask when you're off, come take them to the store, go take them to the playground or something, and help me get them back and forth to practice and to school. That's it. And $50 every 2 weeks. That's it. That was all I put in the agreement. And the co-parent agreement. And I was met with literally a smack in my face because it was balled up and thrown in my face. And I was told, put me on child support. Because I'm asking for too much.
That makes no sense.
And that hurt me because, like I said, I have multiple male friends. I have male family members. All of that who are going through the same thing or trying to figure out this child support situation. And they are getting gouged for almost thousands of dollars. And so I go, here I am. I'm an advocate for my kids.
Right.
And all I am is asking for $50. And you pretty much spit in my face. So we go back to that force of hand that you were speaking about earlier. I'm one of those mothers. Or you get child support to stop taking payments, however you're doing it. And I have to come and ask you.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, you know, our daughter's birthday is coming up. I'm asking you for half.
Right.
My oldest is homeschooled right now. I'm asking you to pay because you stopped paying child support and that was coming out of that account. So now I need to, you know, get it from you. And I get, you know, verbally attacked. And it's not fair, and no, you know, I should feel scared because you can take my kids from me. Because now you have to step up.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard men, you know, play games and stuff like that, and you know, try to get the children so they don't have to pay the child support.
But little do you know, like, that does not, first of all, men, if you're listening, and mothers who are on that side of the fence, that does not stop what you already owe. If you already owe child support, even if you do gain custody of your children, that does not stop. You still owe that.
Right. You still owe that.
You still have to pay that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. But when they do get custody of the children, they don't have to pay it. They'll just be in and out solely taking care of the child, of the children.
Now,
at least that's the way it goes in California.
Yeah, and then now in the state of Virginia, it's just like running up a tab. Now, custody go ahead.
So if the other party gets the children, because women have walked away from children as well.
Oh yes, that's why I said if there are women on that other side of the fence, we're not just singling out.
Exactly.
Fathers.
Because women they walk away too many.
Yes.
And they need to contribute too.
Yes.
The father has the children. It's not just on the father solely.
No, we're talking about child support, period.
Exactly.
To support the children. Exactly. No matter who's paying.
So when I've heard situations to where fathers try to get that visitation, that visitation. And the more that the child visits, the lower their support, their monthly support is lowered.
It's not
because they keep the kids, on certain days or whatever. Or sometimes when it's a situation to where they live with each parent 6 months out of the year, it jumps from one side to the other, right?
Right.
So
now, that's
the
how...
Mom, the father pays, the mom pays.
All right, so that's...
That situation.
Yes, so now, that is, again, a state-by-state situation, because every, different laws. I'm from New York. In New York, that arrangement where the child stays 6 months and 6 months only if they live in the same city.
Wow.
That's here in Virginia too. They have to live in the same city because your child can't bounce from, school to school every 6 months.
Right. I got that.
So whoever the more stable parent is, whoever's been, providing for the child, 9 times out of 10 will keep primary custody. And there's all sorts of agreements, but like I said, it's from state to state. Now, when we're talking about child support, in the state of Virginia, if custody does so happen to change parents, if that parent was on child support and they have money that they owe child support, they still owe child support, even if they have, custody of the children.
Oh, you gotta pay that back pay.
Oh yeah, you still owe that.
Oh yeah, you gotta pay that back pay. That doesn't disappear.
And that's what a lot of non-custodial parents get twisted.
No, I don't know
they
why.
Think, like, oh, if I get custody of my kids, then he or she won't get this child support money, or he or she, can't use this against me anymore.
Oh, no. I don't see women get lump sums.
Yes, and then that's what I'm saying. You still have to pay that.
Exactly.
And then, too, think about your children. Think about your children. You're being spiteful and ornery trying to rip your kids out of the home environment that they know about the stable, care that they're in.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to pay child support.
It's so unfortunate.
And that's my downfall on the situation. Because, like I said, in the state of Virginia, I don't know about everywhere, but in the state of Virginia, they get their money off the top.
Right.
For collecting child support.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, if we didn't have a middleman, and we had an agreement between us,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving me money,
right.
and anything you do outside of that $50 that you've given me for that 2 weeks, I don't mind you keeping your receipts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that, like, that you have to provide for your children.
$50 is not going to cut it. And the what?
And see, and I am, like I said, it was every 2 weeks.
And $50 every 2 weeks. That is so disrespectful.
But, like I said, I understood his living situation. And at the time, again, I didn't need that much. Like I said, I was providing for my children. And I felt like that was a fair amount. Every 2 weeks.
So you mean tell me he didn't have a job?
He had a job. That's another reason why I was
He had a job and he can only pay $50 every 2 weeks. So he can only pay basically $25 a
per child
for two children.
That's all. So. That's all I asked for.
Okay.
And you come and spend time with your kids when you're free, when you're off. When
I'm with the homies. You was not asking for enough.
And this is what I met with. And like I said, now fast forward, because I ended up saying, okay, this is how you want it. This is how it is. Child support. Now I'm not gonna tell y'all how much I was getting. But it wasn't $50 every 2 weeks. So I'm just saying that.
Uh-huh.
And even that wasn't enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, for their everyday needs, their everyday necessities. Like I said, I'm homeschooling my oldest. That costs money.
Uh-huh.
Electronics break every day.
Uh-huh.
That costs money to get them repaired. My youngest just went back to school. So she needed a whole wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
Because we've been quarantined forever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So she done grew out of, you, and then we were just on summer. So, like, you know, now we're going into the different seasons.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing, like, okay, this is not working anymore.
Okay. Do you guys get snow out there?
Oh, yeah, we get something like snow.
Okay. So it's getting ready to be cold. She needs boots. She needs sneakers.
Yes, this is what
I'm
saying.
She needs sweatpants, jeans. She needs a winter coat, a scarf, a hat.
These are like things that come into calculation. And then, like I said,
right.
She just had a birthday over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I just threw her a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in me throwing her a birthday party, I not only had to, you know, make sure it was food, decorations, activities, but I had to get transportation to pick up the cake. I had to get transportation to have her party. Because we didn't have it at home.
Uh-huh.
All of these things add up.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, you know, I mean, you know, some people would say, well, a birthday party is not a necessity. And it's not an expense. You know. And, I mean, I believe that a child should be celebrated.
Exactly. And that, I mean...
But let me say this, though. When a woman, a mother, wants to have this elaborate party, ponies and merry-go-rounds and clowns, and, you know, jumpers and cotton candy machines and, you know.
Oh, girl. No.
I didn't see mothers just, I mean, spend, you know, $2,000 or more.
Oh, girl, what?
For a one-year-old. Oh, yes.
Girl, man. What?
Oh.
I don't even know what that looked like. What?
That's what I'm saying. So my thing is this. When you get outlandish and say, okay, well, I need $1,000, you know, and that's half for her birthday party, our kid's birthday party, because I want this, that. I mean, there has to be a line drawn in the sand when it comes to certain.
Yes, and I, like I said, I definitely understand that. And I'm no...
It really should.
And but I'm no way. Like I said, I don't even know what a band for what? Yeah. No, I don't even know what that looks like. Like I said, we have to live after this party. Put that down, and I understand that part, too.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I mean, you may need to... I mean, you know, when my kids were growing up, girl, and it was birthday parties, it was... The birthday party was at home. And the kids had hot dogs and potato chips.
And like I said...
Cake and ice cream.
Like I said...
At home.
Like I said, I couldn't... Okay, for personal reasons, I can't have, you know, parties in my home anymore. For personal reasons. So I have to host parties and events elsewhere, whether it be, you know, a relative house, a friend's house, whatever. And that's what I had to do. So when I say I had to find somewhere to have her party, it's not to say, oh, I rented out a space, and no. We didn't do none of that.
Where?
We had it in my mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
We decorated ourselves.
Yeah, I feel you.
We made our own goodie bags and, you know, things like that.
I'm just saying what these mothers be asking for.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's not a necessity.
And I'm not that.
It's not a necessity to have a pony, a cotton candy machine.
Girl.
You know, all this stuff, when the for the most part, it's all about the child's expenses being taken care of. You know, their daily expenses, their food, their shelter, their clothes, you know, and whatever else they need from school, you know, as far as, you know, lunch monies and field trip monies. You know,
exactly.
A winter coat alone cost you about $40. So I don't see how in the world you was accepting $50 every 2 weeks, darling.
I didn't even get that, so.
Whoa.
Like I said, it was thrown in my face.
It didn't even get that.
No, because it was thrown in my face. The agreement was thrown in my face because I was asking for too much.
Oh, my goodness. You ought to be shamed.
That's what was said at the time. My kids were, what, 4 and 5? Or 3 and 4? Around that age bracket.
That's a shame.
They both in double digits now. But that day, I said, okay, put you on child support.
And if you have girls, I mean, they coming out of Pampers to Pull-Ups to feminine products.
Yes, and they both, like...
So I'm still trying to wrap my mind around who said that they get less expensive.
That's what the article said. I didn't say that. Because
yeah.
I know.
No, I'm still trying to figure out who said that. You know,
and the article, you know, goes on to read, you know, because as kids get older, they understand the value of a dollar, and they understand
where they get that from. What?
They understand that they have more responsibility.
I wonder what the percentages, the numbers are, of black families. We're just going to talk about black families that teach their children about money.
Cool, girl.
And to pay bills and teach them about credit and stuff like that. And they don't teach that in school.
No, they don't.
You know, no, at least they didn't then. You know,
not for real now, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
because my youngest is in school right now, and so I've created a business course for my oldest to teach her not only about business but about entrepreneurship and about credit and about building business credit and about conducting yourself in this world, because you're going to have bills. Mm-hmm. I saw on Facebook in one of my groups, one of the young ladies asked, you know, what is it that you learn after being an adult is one of the most difficult things that you didn't think about? You know, because when you're young, you don't have too much responsibility. You get money. And a lot of people said, you know, groceries, you know, cooking for myself, you know, take care of myself. I said bills. Because I used to listen to my mom, you know, complain, oh, this gas bill, oh, this light bill, oh, this. And I used to be like, well, dang, I mean, how much could bills be? And now I have them of my own, and I realize, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, bills are something else. Uh-huh. And we have to pay our bills or suffer the consequences.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely say, you know, a budget on, you know, have all your expenses written down and being able to, when you're working, being able to pay yourself.
Yes.
You know, and put that money to the side. You know, so I think that a budget is very important. And investing in yourself, paying yourself is very important.
Yes.
You know, we should have a savings, and we should have an investment account, you know, or account for investments, you know, and we need to learn how to build wealth, you know. I think that those things are very important.
And that is another thing I'm trying to teach my kids.
You know,
because understand, you know, as they get older, they do understand the value of a dollar. They do know $1 is 4 quarters. But what to do with that dollar and how to make that dollar stretch, that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot to learn, and I still, at my age, I still don't know it all. I'm still learning some things as far as, you know, how to make some good investments,
right,
things like that, you know, but the bottom line is, yes, child support is necessary.
And on that note, y'all, we'll be right back with some Wealth Wednesday tips. Because, look, we done talked y'all ear off for a little minute about child support. We done went deep. We'll be right back.
Family, I know we can all use a little bit of extra money. We're trying to be recession-proof and have resources that actually make us money. Well, I have for you the Ultimate Resource Money List. For $97, you can not only get a list for work-from-home jobs, emergency funding, but also recession-proof credit cards for all credit limits, and be prepared for this inflation. Learn about SBA loans, grants for businesses, apps that actually make money, and other funding links. Hit me up for the money link today.
day. It only costs $97 to access this amazing resource list. Don't miss out. Don't be behind the curve. Don't have your pockets empty. Hit me up today. Be sure to join us Thursday for some Throwback Thursday vibes. We're going to go back in time to some of our favorite tunes, get your opinions on your favorite song of that artist, and just vibe out. So be sure to join us Thursday for Throwback Thursday. What's going on, CWP family? I want to share with you a way for most of us to make $100. This is by downloading the Upgrade account. If you click on my link in the bio, you can sign up, make three purchases. It could be as small as $3 purchases, and you get $100 loaded up to your Upgrade card. It's that simple. Again, here's the process. Sign up, get your card in the mail, activate your card, load your card with as low as $5 or more, make your three transactions, and you get $100. And the beautiful thing about SoFi is it can be an additional account that you put money in for savings, or it could be your vacation fund, whatever the case. And you gain interest on it. And there's also no fees associated with using your Upgrade account. So again, click the link in the bio and grab your $100 today and start saving. Let's upgrade, y'all.
Welcome back, guys. Now, it is Wednesday, and you know we like to share the wealth. We want all our people out there to be able to get some money in their pockets.
Yes.
Especially in this unsafe economy. We don't know what's going on.
Don't know.
Grocery prices, gas prices, everything.
Man. Inflation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Lisa was talking about investments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of us don't even know what that word means when we talk about invest.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we should pay ourselves. Mm-hmm. We should have a savings. We should have investment accounts. We should have all of these things. This is adulting, y'all.
Right. Because the average household, doesn't even have an emergency fund.
And that is sad.
Yeah. So if something happens, if the car breaks down or a family emergency or whatever have you, somebody needs a quick $500. Some families don't even have that in their savings account because, they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
We gotta do what we need to do, put ourselves in a better position to where when things like that happen, like the car breaks down and you need your vehicle to go back and forth to work, you'll be able to, go into that emergency fund, and take care of those things as opposed to waiting until you get paid, getting the car fixed, and that's going to set you back. And that's going to set you back probably on a few bills.
Yes, my one of my good friends just got into a car accident, and she is waiting for insurance to figure out who is at fault before they give her a loan of vehicle. But in the meantime, you know, she has to get back and forth to work.
Right.
And my brother, literally, his car broke down.
Yeah.
And he has to get back and forth to work, but he still has to pay his rent. So we have either fix the car and, you know, be short on rent.
Right.
Or, you know, pay the rent and fix the car, you know, next paycheck, you know, all of these things. And it's definitely important to understand how to navigate these things. Because there's so much information out now. There's so much information, but we can become, you know, overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
It's too much. It's too much information. So we need sites like SoFi, you know, to simplify some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, you're still learning certain things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Even still today.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not an investment banker. I'm not a tradesman. I don't have none of those skills. That was not my ministry. I'm more of a creative person.
Right.
And I know how to make a dollar stretch.
Yeah.
I ended up making my daughter's party go for $120.
And y'all had a ball.
We had a ball. We had leftovers. And it was well worth it because she was
you
happy.
Made that work.
Yes.
Made that work.
And like I said, I don't know what $1,000 looked like for a birthday party.
Oh, honey, child, please.
And you ain't going nowhere. You having these people come to your backyard. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Hotel parties.
I did not spend that much.
Pinatas and all kinds.
I spent $150 on my daughter's hotel party. That's for everything.
Oh, girl. Oh.
That's for everything.
It's reasonable out there.
No, I know how to budget.
Shoot, the room alone costs $99.
No, that's, you got to get. It's called rewards programs. It's called discounts. It's called knowing when to book.
$99.
I can get that $99 turned into $50.
Oh, child.
I'm telling you.
Listen. Girl.
I am the definition of balling on a budget.
But hey, listen.
When y'all see me on the internet, y'all see me having the time of my life. I normally didn't come out of my pocket and spend more than $30 for the night.
Yeah.
That includes food and entertainment.
Oh.
Because I am balling on the budget. And I suffer from mommy guilt, so I can't be out here in these streets spending money because I feel guilty, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, what I'm going to do for my kids.
Right.
So, I don't play them games. And I use apps like SoFi.
I love SoFi. I mean, you know, right now they have a promo going. I love their promos. You know, they have different promos. I don't know actually how long they last. Sometimes they last, 30 days at a time.
Yep, it just depends on when you get up in there.
Yeah, and I like SoFi because right now they have a promo. Every person you invite that opens up a SoFi account, you get $50.
Right.
Okay. So you have 50 friends that you can invite, and they go ahead and open up an account. Both of you get $50.
And 9 times out of 10, people sleep on these promos.
Shouldn't sleep on it. Shouldn't sleep on it, man.
I mean, $50 is $50.
And $50 adds up. Do the math.
And if you got four friends.
Do the math on 10 friends.
And I say, all you got to do is open up an account. Hello.
And I think you just transfer $10 over to your SoFi. That's it. And both of you guys get
$50. $10. Did y'all hear that?
Do that 10 times.
But did y'all hear that? $10.
$10. And if you don't have $10 to transfer to the SoFi account, you need to be doing this thing. You need to be opening up your account. You need to borrow the $10. You need to open up the account. You need to transfer that $10 over to the account. And you need to invite 10 or more friends.
Because I'm saying, look, you get $50. You tell whoever, okay, I'm about to get $50. I'll give you your 10 right back as soon as I get my $50. And then you sign up with your friend and your other friend and your other friend.
Come on.
And that's $50 more. And you could pay it forward.
Yes.
Give that friend $10.
Just that simple.
Just like your friend gave you $10.
Hey, just that simple.
And it keeps on going. That's what bugs me out. Like, y'all sit here and talk to a scammer all day. Give a scammer your money all day.
You better talk about it, girl.
But when it comes to somebody you know,
listen,
and they telling you, hey, this thing worked. It's real.
Let me do something. I have a Facebook group called Don't Sleep on the Side Hustle.
Oh yeah.
I got all my affiliate links on it. I was telling the person, you know, because she, you know, always look for money, and she I need to get a loan and this and the third. There's this promo on there. You get $100 per person.
Right.
You can make up to $1,000 per year. She did everything but transfer some money to her account. Okay. All you got to do is make 3 transactions, and we both get $100.
3 transactions.
And it's your money. So when you transfer your money, your $10 or your $15 or your $20 over to your account.
Try $5. Let me tell you.
If you make 3 transactions, and you're still spending money on you. You're not giving the money to the company. You're spending the money on you. So you buy 3 things that you need or you want, and you're going to get $100, and I'm going to get $100. She still is trying to get a payday loan. Still has not tapped into when she can make $1,000. So all she has to do is invite 10 friends.
And if you ain't got 10 friends, you got 10 social media followers.
Exactly. I just don't understand. And like you said, and then on top of that, she was messing around trying to get a loan and whatnot, and they asked her to send them $150 in order to get the loan. I said, baby,
how?
Who does that to get a loan?
And this is what I'm saying. Y'all will deal with these scammers.
And then she gonna tell me the next day, oh, that was a scam. But I told you it was a scam. I told you in all of my years, I have not heard of you giving money up front to get a loan.
Exactly. This is my thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all will deal with scammers. But you got a friend like me, you got a friend like Lisa, telling you, this is legit. This is real. I got the money in my account today. Yes. I got the money in my account yesterday. Yes. I got the money in my account day before that.
Okay.
What I'm telling you, are you waiting for?
My hundreds is rolling in right now. I got a friend that's, one of my friends told me today, she said, I'm making my three transactions tonight when I finish doing what I'm doing.
And I got a friend right now waiting for her card.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, I don't understand. What are y'all afraid of?
Things is coming. You know,
girl.
This $1,000.
Girl.
A free $1,000. All you have to do is refer somebody a $3,000. And that's just one platform. Then we talk about SoFi. That's another platform. $50 per person. You invite, 10 friends? What's that? $500?
And then you got 10 social media followers. That's another $500. What is that? $1,000?
But girl, yeah, they be rolling with they be really rolling with the scams. And if you know Zakiya, you know me. I don't do scams.
And you know me. And I don't do scams either.
I do my due diligence before I tell my friends and my family about things like this. I do my due diligence as far as doing the research.
Exactly.
Now I have a friend that puts me on to a whole lot of stuff, and I haven't tapped into all of them because some of them I said,
that don't look right. It don't feel right. It don't sound right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But SoFi, they have the SoFi Stadium, y'all. The SoFi Stadium. Okay, they got SoFi stocks. Okay, so SoFi is a great platform. You can they keep track of your credit. You can do a budget. They have student loans and personal loans. And guess what? When you share this link with your friends or your family, and they get a loan, you get it was $310. I think it's down to $300 just by them qualifying for the loan. And they get $300 as well. Just to qualify for the loan.
Just to qualify. They don't even have to get the loan, utilize the loan. They just have to qualify. Did you hear that?
You get $300. Okay.
You get $300 for qualifying. Where you do that at? Where they do? Please.
So far is the stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, please tell me where else they're doing this. Where you just qualify. You don't even have to get the loan.
Easy money.
Qualify and you get $300.
It's easy money out there, but people just don't want to tap into it. They'd rather go to a check cashing place and get a payday loan. When you can do stuff like this, you can do affiliate marketing, tap into places like SoFi, Upgrade, things like that, and get this free money. And trust me, there's plenty of more out there.
And it's not just free money, right? Like we said, they got promos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also teach you how to invest.
Absolutely. With your crypto, your stocks, and things like that on SoFi. You can buy your stocks there.
And they explain how to do this.
Absolutely.
You can be a 13-year-old and understand this.
Absolutely.
You could probably be a 10-year-old and understand this.
There's so many out there that's legit. That you don't have to be afraid of, and you don't have to waste your time trying to find something and get scammed.
Especially if you got a friend like me and a friend like Lisa who's telling you,
exactly,
I did it. I'm living proof.
Girl,
it's here.
I'm sure I'm going to wake up to a couple of hundred in the morning.
And that's hello, making money in your sleep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm going to wake up to a couple of $100 in the morning.
Making money in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have 8 grandbabies. I'm just buying 8 gifts.
Look at you. Look. Oh my gosh.
With my free money.
And I got groups and groups. Like, I got my friends group.
You see what I'm saying?
We do Secret Santa. I got my family Secret Santa. And then I got my kids, you know.
Yeah, girl, you know.
Hey. I got another birthday coming up. Like,
hey, this money will come in handy.
For sure. And all you have to do is sign
money,
up.
Grocery money.
Use your account.
Gas money.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. But they sleeping.
Y'all need to wake up. We're making it easy for y'all.
I don't understand, girl.
And if you are listening to us right now, after you listen to this episode, go to the description, click on the links, and go get you your money. Because when I tell you, you're not just helping us. You're helping you.
Absolutely. Because did you hear us? We both, you know, people, you just want that $100. No, we both are getting $100, bro.
We both get $50.
Not just me.
You too.
Exactly.
And that's pay it forward.
That's what I really, really love about that we both get the incentive.
Guys, it's for us both.
Yes.
It's for us all.
It's not just one sided. We can all pay a bill. We can all buy some gifts. We can all put some gas in our tanks. You understand what I'm saying?
What Lizzo say? When I shine, we all shine. Hello?
Come on now. Let's shine together.
Exactly. Let's go. After this episode, y'all, make sure y'all listen to the whole episode.
Yes.
After this episode, go click on the link and sign up and get you a SoFi account and get this money. Get your upgrade account, get this money. Stop playing. And we'll be right back, y'all.
Do you enjoy fun games, musical vibes, learning about your zodiac, and more, and free prizes? Well, look no further than Fun Free Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity. We have everything you need to have a fun, free Friday. So make sure you join us, and who knows, you may be one of our Fun Free Friday positive raffle winners. But you won't know unless you tune in Friday right here at Cooking with Positivity.
Calling all singles. If you would like to participate in our Bachelor and Bachelorette era for our game night, and you live in the Richmond, Virginia area, be sure to hit us up. Letting us know your age and you would like to participate. The flyer can be found on a Cooking with Positivity Listeners Guest Connection group, as well as our Cooking with Positivity podcast page and everywhere else this event will be posted. So be sure to let us know first if you are over the age of 21. If you are truly single and you would like to participate in our Bachelor and Bachelorette game for our game night, we're looking forward to your mingling. Also, if you would like to come and participate in our Spades game or our Jenga or Uno, sure to grab your tickets. They're 5 for 2. We look forward to playing with you.
Thank you, Angel. You are correct. And our new list of ingredients is butter, onions, celery, black pepper, Obey seasoning, garlic, tomato puree, flour,
fish stock, white wine, bay leaf, cream, lump crab, and parsley. Now you can leave us a voice message like Angel just did and earn yourself some extra raffle entries, or you can respond on any social media website you see this post on. Be sure to play along, guys, because you could be a fun Free Friday positive winner. We'll be right back. Do you want to rock some CWP swag? Make sure you go to our Facebook page and hit up our shop. We have t-shirts, hoodies. We even got swag for your living room, from pillows to blankets. We got your morning swag with our mugs. So make sure you hit us up and get you some CWP merch today. What's going on, CWP family? Do you want to stay caught up with everything CWP? Or you just would like every episode emailed right to you? Go hit us up at our website, cookingwithpositivity.wordpress.com. The CWP Writer Society. That is right. I'm calling all my poets, all my artists, all my writers. If you have a piece of work that you would like to share with the CWP family, hit us up right here and we will play your writing work, whether it be lyrics to a song, whether it be a poem, whether it be a scene or monologue, you want to show you got acting skills and script skills, hit us up right here and we will air it out. And I'm going to kick us. Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Throwback Thursday with Lisa Deshawn. Also, be sure to play along with our games and answer our topics of the week. As you see, we have great engaging discussions about our topics of the week. So add your voice to the discussion. We love to hear from you. And until then, everybody have a great and positive day and a great and positive rest of their week.